Hi there. The word for you today is, don't lose control. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 9, Solomon said, anger resides in the lap of fools. Strong words, huh? Look, the word anger, if you look at it, is just one letter short of the word danger. When you lose control, you risk losing other things as well, like the respect of others, or the chance to find a constructive solution. Anger toward human suffering is not only right and appropriate, it's the catalyst for real change. Paul writes Ephesians 4:26, reading from the Message, be angry, but don't stay angry. The Chinese have a saying, anger is the wind that blows out the lamp of the mind. So, here are four things to keep in mind. Number one, before you react, take a walk. It burns off excess adrenaline, and it's more effective than stewing. It also helps you to think more clearly and handle things in a way you won't regret. Proverbs 14:17. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. Number two, recognize the things that you can't control. You can't control other people's attitudes and actions or unforeseen events, such as cancelled flights or traffic jams. So what should I do, you ask? Count your blessings, particularly the fact that you have God, salvation, your health, your family, your job, and a car to get to it. Those are blessings. Number three, be careful where you vent. It's one thing to be angry, it's entirely another to sound off at the wrong time. The Bible says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. It's okay to share your feelings with those you trust and who are not the targets of your anger, but be careful. Your words can come back to bite you. And number four and finally, keep your distance from angry people. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 24, and here's a paraphrase from the Message, don't hang out with angry people. Anger, like joy and gratitude, is contagious. So keep your distance.